organic consumer who's looking for something that has better for you on-trend grains.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, I have an important message. You may be entitled to receive disability benefits through Social Security. You'll be matched up with an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, deal with Social Security for you, and handle all appeals and hearings. Best of all, there are no upfront fees, so you pay nothing until you receive your benefits.
Call the Citizens Disability Helpline today for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533. If you've got a question on Facebook, you can put that up there as well, and we will get to that. 844-707-5533 if you want to queue your call up, and we'll get to that. So we've got lines open, so give us a call. Also, I want to mention again, you know, what's going on in Alabama, Georgia, throughout the South. From what I understand, there were 90 tornadoes that hit pretty much all at once. I mean, you know, for at least it would appear as though, I mean, we've got 90. I don't know if that was the exact number or that was an estimated number, but they're saying none of the weather outlets around the country had the resources to report that, deal with that, and some of the emergency services that were supposed to give early warning, obviously, what are they depending on? The weather departments, all the different weather departments. So needless to say, they weren't getting warnings out as quickly as they would have liked to. So there was some delay. Maybe in some cases there weren't any at all. And this is one of the reasons why they're suspecting that the death toll was so high. I think they're up to 24 last time I saw. Just a tragedy, just such a tragedy in this day of you know, modern technology. But, you know, it was a Sunday. They were calling in everybody they could call in that could get in. And it was just a terrible, terrible situation as these tornadoes tore through the South. So our hearts and our prayers go out to the families of the victims and all the people that are injured, so many. I know they are still search and rescue going on right now. I understand they are using drone technology with heat-seeking devices that will obviously hone in on where there may be somebody buried or under rubble debris. So pretty amazing that they're using that technology, but hopefully we will see more people get rescued from that. And what a tragedy for these southern states that were impacted so, so dramatically. Mm. Right now, all the indices are in positive territory. You know, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of optimism out there right now on the U.S.-China trade situation, and looking like it's looking very good. According to the Wall Street Journal yesterday, Wall Street Journal said it looks like March 27th there could be a deal that is done for U.S.-China trade. It's not going to be a complete deal, a totally finished deal. And the stumbling blocks are accountability. One of the other issues is that U.S. wants to maintain its right to institute tariffs at any time during this agreement if it's found that the agreement from China's end is not being kept. And I would suspect that China can do the same if it's found out that agreement somehow is not being kept by the U.S. So They're not, China's not real happy with that. So right now, President Xi and other politicians in the communist regime of China are talking with corporations, trying to muster up as much support as they can for this deal, and we'll see where it goes. But if there is a stumbling block that would cause the deal to fall, not just something that would trip over, but if it's causing the deal to fall and crash, it's going to be accountability and this right to add tariffs back in. So we'll watch that. Sorry, I'm sneezing here, and I'm trying to deal with it. I am in a bad way here this morning. This thing's coming on me with a vengeance. Fever and everything going along with it. We got to do a town hall meeting Thursday, so I hope you'll be with us on Thursday. I'll be there. I won't be, unless I end up in the hospital, which is not going to happen, I will be there. So I've done many a town hall meeting, unfortunately, in bad shape. So I hope this is not one of them, but we'll be there in Edmond, Oklahoma. So make sure you register. You don't need to pay anything. It's free. You don't need to have anything. All you need to do is show up. You can come right out of the fields, right off the ranch, right from the office building, whatever it is. Just come on out. We start at 6:30. We're going to be in Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. So I hope that you will come out. Fairview Baptist Church, we're very excited about being there. I have not been in Oklahoma in a very long time. I think it's been 2014 even since I was in Oklahoma City. I don't remember the name of the church, but I hope that you will come out to Edmond, Oklahoma to visit with us. We start at 6:30. It's free. Just show up. You can bring a whole busload of people. I've been in that church. There's plenty of room. So come on out. I hope you'll join us. Thursday evening, 6:30. It starts sharply, promptly at 6:30. But I hope you come out. The deal is I'm going to lay out some things. I'm going to talk about the economy, what to expect, what we should be expecting, what we can do, what we can't do, and so on and so forth. Talk a little bit about politics, as I have to do, because it all relates to the economy, obviously. I'll talk about that. We'll set some things up. We'll do that for about 45 minutes. Then we'll go to questions. We're going to open up the floor, and hopefully you will ask questions that are going to be edifying to everybody. I don't want to take individual kind of portfolio things, but I do want to take questions that are going to educate everybody. So I hope you'll be there. Okay, financial issues. I'm Dan Celia. We're going to go to our ag report. We'll be interesting to see if Craig says anything about this idea of dropping all the tariffs on ag products that China said they were going to do. We'll be right back after this.
This is Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. The corn market on Friday looked like it was going to be a repeat of the rest of the week. The previous pushed the market to a higher close. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading 2 cents higher. Prices bounced after soybeans made two-month lows. Profit-taking and hopes for additional Chinese purchases of U.S. beans allowed for a higher close on Friday. Now, it's worth noting that Brazil had a huge export month in February, as they exported 6.09 million metric tons of soybeans, and that compares to 2.86 million in February of 2018. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading 4 cents higher as I record this. Wheat had what appeared to be a dead cat bounce on Friday. Regardless of the reason, it was nice to see some positive numbers. Wheat around the world looks pretty good. France is estimating that 85% of their crop is in good to excellent condition, while Russia raised their estimated production by about 1 million metric tons to 78.5 million. In the overnight trade, Chicago is trading 2 cents higher, Kansas City is up 3 cents, and Minneapolis is down 2. Cotton futures had a very strong performance to close out the week, as May futures were up 103 points to close at 73.85. Livestock futures had a split session with cattle lower and hogs higher. For the day, April live cattle were 30 cents lower.
It's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register today.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Such a peace and joy, knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Man, I just heard that spot, you know, Decoding the Antichrist. What a great book, and I wonder if you've read it yet. But Pastor Belts is going to be with us, who wrote the book, tomorrow. And it is actually, the book, I know a lot of people have ordered it, and I've read it. My wife read it. It is officially, the official release is tomorrow. So I want to have him back. So you go to Amazon.com. It is a book that I think you'll really enjoy. And we're going to talk about some of the aspects of it. It is a lot different than most. It's not caught up in determining whether the Antichrist is going to be a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian. It's not, that's not what it's about, or, you know, who the color of his hair and what he's going to look like and all. It's not about that. It's about so many other things that are already in place that are going to be leading the way. And it is an amazing, you know, when you read the book, you say, my word, I never thought of that. Something that China is doing, I'm not going to give it away, but something that China is already doing right now. Very, very interesting part of the book. But anyway, Decoding the Antichrist. You can go to decodingtheantichrist.com, or you can go to Amazon and search Decoding the Antichrist and order that book. It's a great, great book. I know you'll enjoy it. I'm not big on books. Not that I'm not big on books. I am, but I don't promote them much, as you know. But I'll tell you something else that's coming up. There's a series, an apologetic series, coming out in movie theaters. And it is talking about the evidence that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And the evidence is so overwhelming. And I don't know, so Norman Geisler is somebody that Yvonne and I have always loved. We've sat with, we've had dinner with him once, actually, about 7-8 years ago. Just a brilliant apologist, probably one of the best, man. He is, I don't know how many books he's written, hundreds and hundreds of books. Amazing guy. And he is directing this movie that is defending the faith and just going to be life-changing, I know, to so many people. So we're excited about that. And hopefully we're going to get... We're going to get some people on to be talking about the movie that are in it. We're really excited. It's one of a series that is coming out. So we're really excited. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you are welcome to do that. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Evelyn. Evelyn's calling us from Montana. Hi, Evelyn.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I pray that you feel better in
Thank
a day
you.
Or two.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have a question, and this stock does not appear on your broad list or your buy list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Norwegian energy company. I can give you the ticker if you want.
Sure.
It's EQNR.
Okay.
And we've had it for close to 7 years, I'd say. And we haven't lost any money on it, and it pays a decent dividend, but I'm just wondering if it's time to sell it and maybe buy E23 or E28.
So are you interested in income? I want to use this for income? You know, to generate the dividend is what I mean, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, this, so, yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, this is a good company. It is, it's, I would rather see you move to a publicly traded utility, something that's going to be a little bit more stable, have opportunity. Of course, utilities, again, one of the best performing sectors this year so far, which is not usual. So I wouldn't hang your hat on that. But the income is a little bit better on some of those ones you mentioned than this is. This company is valued really well. It's a large a large cap company. And the other thing that is, you know, pays their dividend has been very, very, very consistent. I mean, it hasn't changed in, I don't know, 5 years, but it's a very consistent dividend. But we have lots of other companies on that that are a little bit different. You might be able to switch. This would be a good time to move.
Okay. Well, we haven't lost any money on it, but at the point where we've purchased it, and even though it does pay a good dividend, so we haven't lost money, but I still think it's time to maybe get out of it.
Well, it's a good time. It's up, you know, it's up on the year, 6%, give or take, and so good time to move out.
Okay. All right, you wouldn't recommend E23 or E28?
I got to think about what they are here. Okay. I don't see anybody looking them up. So I'll
I can give you the ticker.
Yeah.
But might not.
No, I don't want to do that. But I would say E28. And what's the other one?
E23.
Yeah. Yeah. I would look at E28. If I had to pick one, that would probably be the one that I would look at. It is also up very much this year, so I expect possibly a pullback. But it's got a great valuation. It's undervalued, probably more so than any other utility out there. It's still a large cap company, which is what you would be giving up to buy this large cap company. But the dividend is about 3% higher right now than the one you'd be exchanging it out of. So I think this would be a great company to move to.
Okay. Now, do you think they'll cut the dividend?
Well, that's a good question. If they continue to move upward like they are now, I would say that they will almost certainly cut their dividend. But I don't think they're going to cut it to a place that is going to be, I still think even if they cut it, it's going to be above what you're getting now.
Okay. Okay. I mean, we can live with the dividend we're getting, you know, because we have other dividend stocks. So it's not a top priority, even though we like the dividend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I don't think it's going to run up much anymore. I think it's likely to see a little bit of a pullback. So I don't know how much of the other company you have. Is it a big position? How many shares do you have?
I think around 300.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you wanted to, you could sell 150, move it into this, wait for maybe a pullback, and put the other 150 shares in.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate it so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Evelyn. God bless.
Bless you, too.
844-707-5533. Let me go to Lee. Lee is calling us from North Carolina. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And, Dan, we really appreciate your ministry, and thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And my wife and I have been partners for a couple years, and we retired last year, and we're in the allocation model 65 to an you know, through investment, through retirement. And last week, we, and I'm looking at the portfolio tracker, and we have a, in your Timothy plan, we had four IRAs that we had to transfer to Timothy plan because none of the funds there were, in the IRAs were biblically responsible.
Okay.
But my wife has a 403B that, you know, she has a previous employer, and we're not sure where to place that. All our sectors in the portfolio model, you know, the portfolio tracker, are pretty much okay. They're at the right level, and
right.
And so we're good there. But I was wondering if we should take the 403B and put it in that category that says to be announced.
Yeah.
Whatever you suggest there.
How is there a fair amount of money in there?
It's about $130,000.
Yeah, you can't put that. Now, when you say you have four IRAs, what do you have, a Roth and a traditional in each one of your names?
Yes, we have a Roth and a traditional in each one of our names.
Okay.
And we put, you know, she put one traditional, one Roth in, you know, in both sectors there in the port.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Tracker.
Yeah, so I would add this one to her traditional, roll it over into the traditional. That's going to change all of your, you know, what you can do, you know, from an asset allocation model, because now you're adding more money. So the percentage, obviously, that you need is going to need more money to get to that percentage because there's more money in the account. So I would do that. I would definitely set aside at least what I have allocated there.
Go and receive the 21st coin for only $1.
Take advantage of this introductory offer. These coins are over 100 years old, and once you hold one in your hands, history just comes alive. Give us a call at Monaco and reserve your historic set today.
Own a piece of history. Call Monaco now.
Call 1-888-461-3546.
It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. We're going to go back to phones. I was talking to Lee. Lee was calling us from North Carolina. Sorry, Lee. I was right up against the break there, and I know you had a question in reference to something else, your TSP maybe?
Yes. Before we go to the TSP, can I kind of get a little clarification on...
Sure.
403B.
Okay.
Now, all the funds in that 403B were not biblically responsible.
Gotcha.
And so the Timothy plan, that sector those have already been filled up with four IRAs that we had.
Right.
Because none of those funds in the IRA were biblically responsible, so we won't, you know. Timothy plan is processing those, you know, that action right now.
Right, gotcha.
But the 403B, it's, you know, we're kind of concerned, you know, what to do with it. I know you said transfer it into the, you know, my wife's traditional IRA, but that would make that real heavy in that in that Timothy plan, right?
No, because so when you add that money where you thought you had 5% in something, it's only going to be, I'm making up numbers, but it'll be now 2.5% because you've added this money to the pot. So it's going to change the percentages because the percentage now you have more dollars in IRA. When I'm talking about all four accounts. So now all four accounts are going to be bigger by whatever amount this 403B is. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand?
I think I'm clear there. Just in other words, we'll just have Timothy. We'll just roll that 403B into Timothy plan with our existing IRA that's already there, right?
Correct.
Okay, and that would be the traditional one.
Yes. Yeah, that's the traditional. I think it has to be, yes.
Okay. Now, the other issue was my TSP. Now, I know in the last conference call, you suggested that, you know, if you have a TSP, and I do, that, you know, we kind of get it out of the government control.
Yes.
And I'd like to get some advice on what to do with that.
Well, I would say the same thing to you, is that would go in your traditional IRA.
Okay, so I'll just dump that in my traditional IRA.
Correct.
And already has.
Right. I mean, what I don't like a lot of IRAs. I'd like you to try to consolidate as many as you can, because it just helps you stay better allocated, because you have everything in one place. So your percentage, the percentages that you have in different places, it's easier for you to track that. So, and again, I would bring it over into their money market account and then just gradually put it in to the funds over a 6-month period. I would do the same with both of those.
Good. Now, the other week I purchased C15,
uh-huh,
and I put that in the portfolio tracker under cash, some volatile mutual fund. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Yep.
All right, well, that's perfect. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your help, and I hope you do feel better. And
thank you.
And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Lee, and thank you for your partnership.
Thank you.
Yep. Let me go to Daniel. Daniel's calling us from Florida. Hey, Daniel.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I've been a partner for a couple of years, and I am currently transitioning from a regular stock portfolio into an income portfolio.
Okay.
And I have several foundational stocks. Should all those foundational stocks stay in the income portfolio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though some of them are listed on the broad list as income and foundational?
Yes. Yeah, I would. I mean, here's the – let me just tell you that – so they're going to give you a good foundation for your stock. The downside is that it is going to lower your percentage of income, because they don't pay, they're not paying the 5% that something else might be. They're paying something a little bit lower, but you're likely to get a little bit more growth out of those in the long run to help offset that a little bit. But yeah, that's the only reason that you would not use those is if you're really, in a place where, hey, you know what, I got to have 5.5% on all this money that's invested, at least for me to be able to adequately supplement my income. And that's okay if that's where you are. And then in that case, I would say then the foundational stocks probably aren't going to work out for you because of the income requirement, because they're a little bit, they're going to lower your average income that you receive.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that would be the only reason. Other than that, I would want you to keep them.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, Daniel.
Uh-huh.
Yep. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to. Our lines are open. Let me go to John. John's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, John.
Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
I have two stocks. I really had one, and then I saw one go off the charts this morning. But IT38, I can't even access it on my E-Trade account anymore. I'm not sure what's going on there. Can you advise?
Okay. IT?
No, IT38.
Okay. All right.
Pardon my Southern accent.
No, hope it's pardon my Philadelphia accent. let's see. So, yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the company that was part of. So that changed, and I'll get it to you in a minute here. But I thought I'm reasonably sure that I had that noted. But apparently not. That's, you know, possible that I didn't. But what was the other one?
HC23. This morning, I mean, I was up. Now I'm up 189%.
Yeah.
Just, it almost doubled this morning.
Yeah. What was your question on it?
Is it a time to sell, or is that something I still need to hold on to?
Well, you know, you haven't. So it's, you know, you've only had it not that long. I don't know, what, 60 days?
No. I've had it a while.
Oh,
I've had it probably a year. Oh. When you first put it on your buy list is when I first got it.
Yeah, I would probably sell out of that. So that's the stock that has, you know, that I was suspecting that was going to, you know, go up to a certain price for some time. But right now, because of what has happened to that stock, if you own it, I own that as well. I mean, it still has room to run. I think it will. But if you're up over 100%, I would sell it.
Okay.
I wouldn't sell the profit. I would sell out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know if that, you know, this is just one of those. It's a small cap. It's very volatile. I would sell it today, as a matter of fact. It's volatile. It's going to be, it's the nature of that. They had a great report on Friday of some of the things that, you know, they're doing. So that was good news. And we saw that dramatic pickup, probably because it's going to be very, very right for a buyout. But man, I don't think I'd be waiting. You know, I would just go ahead and sell it.
Okay. Did you answer the question on IT38? I'm a little confused in what you just said on that.
Yeah. So no, I didn't.
Okay.
So let me just get that up here on my. But that's enough.
From what I understand, a company has bought them out. But I've never faced this before, and I don't know the strategy. I don't know if the company that bought them out is biblically responsible, or is that something we need to hold into or
now,
stay into?
So the company that is buying them, hopefully.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS? If so, you may qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program, so you won't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right. If you qualify for the IRS's Fresh Start program, you won't make any IRS payments once you are accepted. Once you're in the IRS Fresh Start program, they must stop all harassing and threatening collection activities. Call Tax Relief 123 now at 800-259-2710 to see if you qualify. Again, 800-259-2710.
That shares your values and beliefs. Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. Excuse me. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call, you're welcome to do it. 844-707-5533. Let me go to the phones. Let me go to Jeff. Jeff's calling us from Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, I'm a kind of a new listener, and I got some questions about a Roth IRA, like it's through Pioneer Funds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I've been invested in for a long time, and we took some money out. We have like four different policies, I guess, because some of it goes to like a life insurance deal, and some of it goes to the Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And we canceled three of them and used that money to pay some stuff off, but we kept one going, and it's like $350 a month on this one. And I'm wondering, is that a good idea, or should I put that money maybe in a savings account, or maybe towards my house and just use my equity in my house if something happens to me for, you know, money for my wife later on if something, if she needs it? Because we already got equity in the house pretty good, so.
How far are you from retirement?
I'm 100% disabled veteran.
Okay.
She's got, she's 53, so she's got whenever retirement's going to be then.
Yeah. Here's what you want to look at, Jeff. So if it's hard, you're probably not going to get a, like my first reaction would be, well, you know, switch over to a term life insurance program, which is going to be expensive. You could do it, but it's going to be expensive. And I don't think it's going to be less expensive than what you're paying right now. So how much is the death benefit, do you know?
It just depends on how much money you're putting in each month and how long it goes.
No, they didn't give you a guaranteed death benefit?
Nope.
Okay. So how long have you had it?
We've had them for, this one here we opened up a little over a year ago.
Okay. Look at it and see if there's any kind of surrender charges. I don't think there would be. But
no, there's not.
There's not, okay. And how much cash value is in there?
Half of it goes to insurance, half of it goes to the Roth. So roughly a year, you know, 350 times 12 divided by 2, you know, whatever that is.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how you can have, there's got to be a death benefit. I don't know how they can be taking mortality charges out based on, I mean, I could see that they wouldn't have a fixed death benefit, then it might go up a little bit, but there's got to be something of a guaranteed death benefit in there. But I'm just trying to weigh the risk of getting, how much more do you have to pay on your mortgage?
We only have 10 more years, but we'll probably have it paid off before then. And that's what I'm wondering, if I should take that and put towards my mortgage, and, you know, that would be that much more paying towards the principal on it, and that would be that much more benefit to her if something happens to me.
Yeah.
Because we're also doing the well, what's it called, when you pass away, they pay the house off and everything.
Yeah.
That type of insurance spot. We're doing that, too. So everything will be paid off if, you know, if anything happens to either one of us before the loans, the notes are due.
I tell you what I'd rather see you do. Since you have the mortgage insurance where the mortgage gets paid off, right. I would rather see you cancel this, whatever it is you have, so that all that money can go into a Roth IRA account. Or even, tell you the truth, even an investment account, savings account. I just think it would be, because it sounds like you're paying on your mortgage anyway right now, some extra. And right. I don't know that there's a risk there at this point. So I don't think you need the life benefit on the other side because you already have that covered on your mortgage. It's going to get paid off. So I would rather see you be building up your savings or your investment pot over and above what you're already putting towards your mortgage. And I would just be focused 100% on that. I'd rather see the $350 focused on growing that account. It doesn't have to be an IRA account, a Roth IRA account. It doesn't have to be that. But it can be just a savings or an investment account, even if you're putting it into ongoing CDs or CDs on a regular basis. But I would rather you spend that money until your wife retires in building your savings and investing.
So CDs would be a good thing to put in?
CDs would be the safest thing. It would protect it. But I wouldn't have a problem with you doing... once you have a fair amount in savings to start making, doing some investing. But at least with the CDs, you're guaranteed 2%. So you're going to make, or whatever it is, you know, I wouldn't go out further than 2 years. But at least it'll protect your principal and your savings. And I think that would be a wise thing to do.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know nothing about this, so I want to get some advice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that would be the best thing to do. I feel good about that, Jeff, if you were building up that savings. You've got a plan for your mortgage to be paid off if something ever happened to you. If, Lord willing, and you know, nothing happens and your wife retires, by then the mortgage is going to be paid off anyway, and you'll have a real nice nest egg there of savings. So that's what I'd rather see you focus on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your service, brother. We sure do appreciate you. God bless you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, we have lines open, 844-707-5533. I want to remind all of you about Thursday, this Thursday evening, Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. If you live anywhere near Edmond, Oklahoma, come on out. Fairview Baptist Church. I'm sure we will have people driving up from Texas and different parts. We always do. But we're going to have a great time. So come on out. Thursday evening, 6:30. Doesn't cost anything. It's free. All you've got to do is show up. If you bring a busload of people, that's okay too. Just show up. Come on out. Thursday evening at 6:30. That's when we start. I'll be there early. I try to meet as many of you as we can. I'd love to do that. So I hope you'll come out. Thursday evening, Edmond, Oklahoma, Fairview Baptist Church. If you need the exact address, go to the website, financialissues.org, click on events. There's a tab that says events, and then just click on the first one at the top, which is our next town hall meeting, and you'll get the address. So I hope you'll come out to that. And also remind you that if you are thinking about coming to the retreat, I would not procrastinate or wait too long. I don't want it to fill up. We're hoping, and I want you, I hate repeating this, but every year we have this issue. You can't just come at the door and expect to get in. We're not going to be able to do that. And it's always been a stressful point for my wife. She's the one that's handling all that. And Yvonne gets, you know, and she doesn't tell me about it. She doesn't want to stress me out. But it's always a hard thing because you hate to do that to people, but we have to. So you can't just come. You're not going to get a room if you want to stay there. But if you live in the area and you say, well, I'm just going to come out, you have to be registered. Now, at some point here, we will stop the registration, and then you won't be able to register. That's why I'm asking you not to procrastinate. Listen, if we could get an oversized room, or if we could get a bigger room, if more people register, we would do it, at least to a certain extent. We wouldn't do it unlimited, but we would do it a little bit. But we don't have that availability here, so we're not going to be able to do that. So certainly, and, you know, food and all those things are all going to be, you know, set. So we really need you to register. So make sure you do that. There will not be any registration at the door, not even at a premium price or anything like that. It's not going to be any of that. So, and if you're just commuting, and maybe you live nearby and you're coming, I'm afraid people are going to just wait and register, and they're not going to be able to get in. Then I'm afraid they're going to show up and drive out anyway, and it just makes it hard. So we don't want it to be difficult. I don't want it to be difficult for Yvonne. So make sure you register. You can go to financialissues.org. It's right on the front page. You don't have to look far. Just scroll down. As you scroll down, you're going to see it right there. You can't miss it. Right on the left side, right side, once you start scrolling down. So make sure you do that. I'm just looking at my website right now and noticed that little banner up there. To support the ministry by using your Amazon Smile and naming us as somebody that gets a little percentage of what you do. It's a great way to support.